The Myths of Selling to the Government. The podcast is brought to you by Government Selling Solutions, a consultancy helping companies sell to the government. Now, here's Rick.
It's hard to imagine anyone selling anything to the government where some type of demo will not be required. People who buy products and services for the government are a cautious bunch, and chances are good they're going to want to see it before sticking their necks out to recommend an acquisition. Even if it's an intangible service and all you have to show are slides, you're going to need to show them something. What we're going to talk about today is how to make those demos and presentations effective. Here's how it often works. Salespeople work hard perfecting their demo. They've written it out, practiced it in the mirror, practiced it before their peers, accepted the notes they were given. Then, as they've performed it, they've watched facial expressions of their audiences and made their own notes of what felt right and what didn't. They've fine-tuned along the way so that they know that they will cover all the high points. You know, the things that make their offering look really, really good. Seems about right, right? Well, no, not exactly. I had a salesperson call on me a couple of weeks ago. I was genuinely interested in what he was selling. Time for a demo. He started it the same way I've started demos and presentations over the years. He said, "Now, please don't hesitate to interrupt me with any questions or comments." Then he said, "I hear you're interested in something that will yada, yada, yada," based on a form I filled out. I said, "Right." He said, "Great, you've come to the right place." He then expertly showed me all kinds of wonderful things his product would do, moving along quickly, saying he wanted to be considerate of my time. He hit all the buttons on the solution competently and used a lot of the right buzzwords. He talked about the yada, yada, yada I said I wanted. Not bad, right? Well, no, not exactly. Time was running out as he ended the presentation. He concluded and asked me if I had any questions. I simply said, "How much?" He told me, and I think I had one question about the yada, yada, yada. Not bad, right? Well, no, not exactly. The scenario sounds pretty familiar, right? But there was a big problem with it, and no sale. Back in a moment to see if you and I agree on what's wrong. After this, from our new sponsor.
Studies show sales teams that get discovery right are 2 times more likely to meet quota. Turn your sales discovery process into a powerful secret weapon with Excavace. Standardized discovery questions, identify and map prospect pains, create one-click executive summaries, and more. Sell more, close faster, forecast better with Excavace. Visit excavace.com for a free trial.
You may know what the problem was by now. That fellow had launched into that well-done demo with big gaps in his understanding of what I really wanted, what I needed, what would really motivate me to buy from him. I guess he was hoping that somewhere in the demo there would be a feature or so that I just couldn't live without. Wait a minute. People, particularly in the government, don't buy features. They buy solutions to problems. And he really didn't understand what my problem was, so couldn't really talk about what his solution could really, really do to solve my real problem. Really. He just wasn't listening, and you could tell it. Reminds me of a sales leader friend of mine expressing his frustration when he hears one of his salespeople ask a few questions before a demo or presentation, then launch into the same demo or presentation they always give. Come on, people. Ask a lot of questions. Listen and adapt. Yes, work on your demos. Know them in and out. Fine-tune them. And work on them some more. But the main reason you need to do all this prep is so you can go off script. Adjust, adapt, and overcome. Ad lib, punt, to reflect the real insights you've gained. Not bad, huh? Lots more to be said on this topic, but I'll end with this. When you say, "Please feel free to interrupt me," mean it. and give them time and encouragement throughout to do so. Ask them some questions yourself, then adjust. I always figure that if you get all the way through a demo or presentation, having shown all the cool things, you've not done your job right. You've not engaged your audience. You've not developed more insight. You haven't impressed them. You've just shown up and spit up. Yuck. Thank you, Excavace.com, for your sponsorship, and thank you for joining us.